The designated hitter rule divides Major League Baseball's National and American Leagues. Some fans love it, some hate it, and it creates challenges during interleague play and the World Series. The DH debate got new life this spring when a Players Association official confirmed that owners have discussed adding the position to the National League. For more on the pros and cons, Only a Game's Doug Tribou spoke to a lineup of some of the best DHs in history.
Imagine if Peyton Manning had to play defense. He'd still be the Denver Broncos quarterback, running the offense, throwing passes, screaming
Omaha!
At the line of scrimmage over and over again.
Omaha!
But whenever Denver's opponent had the ball, number 18 would be out there trying to make a tackle. Like Manning, National League pitchers play a highly specialized position, mission critical to their team. Then they turn around and do something unrelated that most of them aren't really good at. They try to hit. Would Peyton Manning make the occasional tackle if he played, say, middle linebacker? Sure. But he'd be the weakest link on the Broncos defense by a mile.
To be honest with you, I thought the DH was just going to last, you know, for a couple of months at the most.
That's former New York Yankee Ron Bloomberg. In 1973, he became the first designated hitter, and in 2013, Bloomberg talked to Only a Game about the reaction.
Everybody thought it was a glorified pitch hitter. Everybody thought it was a joke.
Somehow I've always had this idea that pitchers must have been better hitters at some point. So I asked the people at the stats website baseballreference.com to send me a list of the best hitting pitchers of all time. To keep this focused on pure pitchers, the players had to spend at least half their games as pitchers, so no pitcher turned slugger named Babe Ruth. Also, they needed at least 500 career plate appearances. The best pitcher batting average of all time belongs to Al Spalding, 313. In fact, he's the only one over 300. Oh, you haven't heard of Al Spalding? Well, you better study up on your baseball stars of the 1870s. Among pitchers since the 1960s, journeyman starter Mike Hampton tops the baseball reference list. He retired in 2010 with a whopping batting average of 246. Last month at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida, during spring training, I spoke to three of the most prominent DHs in history.
I just think that the DH makes the game more exciting.
In the 1980s and 90s, Chili Davis played nearly half of his games as a DH. Today, he's Boston's hitting coach. And to him, the real reason to add the DH to the National League is big contracts.
First of all, the money that these guys make, pitchers, they make a lot of money. John Lester makes a lot of money.
That would be Chicago Cubs starter John Lester, and his contract, 6 years, $155 million.
Do I want John Lester to take one swing up there and pull an oblique? Do I want John Lester running the bases and pull a hamstring? You know, they're paid to pitch.
Do you have any affection for that NL style of baseball because of your start with the Giants?
Yeah, I do. Because your players, all your players play. You know, with the double switches and everything that goes on, pinch hitting, you'll see more hit and runs. You're going to see more bunting where you don't see that in the American League. And I think that's mainly because of the designated hitter.
Another argument for letting pitchers hit is tradition. Baseball's changed less than the other major U.S. sports. In basketball, they used to have a jump ball after every made basket. There wasn't always a forward pass in football. In hockey, there was a time where the puck had to stay flat on the ice. But the American League's break with tradition allowed Paul Molitor to focus on what he did best, hit. Milwaukee, Toronto, and Minnesota used him a lot as a DH, and he could still hit when he retired at age 42 back in 1998. Today, the Hall of Famer and the Minnesota Twins manager is surprised there's talk of bringing the DH to both leagues.
If you had asked me 20 years ago, I would have said the National League would never have made the adjustment. There was too many people in ownership positions in the National League that were pretty adamant about their stance of keeping it. But, you know, you just never know what's going to happen.
There is no equivalent in any of the other sports leagues. Imagine if the NBA's Western Conference had a designated free throw shooter for guys who stink at foul shots, but the Eastern Conference didn't. Still, baseball's split has survived. Not surprisingly, Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz, who is the biggest star among today's DHs, believes it's time for the NL to pencil in the DH.
think they should. I mean, who wouldn't watch a pitcher hit?
Major League Baseball's current collective bargaining agreement ends next year. If enough of the people at the negotiating table want to see a pitcher hit, batter up will be a little more accurate in the National League. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.